I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and happy Friday. I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
And I'm Holly Fry.
This week we talked about Hortense and Marie Mancini. So this episode went through a process of what is the episode about. Because what I originally started out with was just Hortense, specifically. And then I was like, maybe it needs to be an episode on all of the Mazarinettes. And then I was like, that is way too much. But then as I was taking all of these notes about Hortense, Marie just kept coming up over and over and over. And I was like, I think I just need to have the episode be about both of them because their lives were intertwined so much and they did intersect with each other in so many ways. And at different times of their life, one of them often seems to have like the slightly better end of the stick. Like,
right. But it shifts.
It shifts back and forth. Yeah. I also originally had in some notes about like their effects on people's attitudes toward divorce. Because like this was not something that women generally did. And they're like, while there was a legal option to have this like separation in France, specifically, like it wasn't something that was really widely available, but divorce continued to be illegal for like another almost century after mm-hmm. they lived in France. In England, I think you had to have an act of parliament to get divorced. Like, divorce just wasn't something that was an available legal
no
remedy to a lot of people in Europe, and it continued not to be, even after they had like broken all this new ground and published their memoirs and become famous, almost like today's social media darlings. Like their effect on people's abilities to get out of marriages that were really abusive or terrible, like that continued to be really limited.
It's interesting because, you know, we talked in this episode about the affair of the poisons and how many people were accused of poisoning and how much poisoning was going on. We did, like, our whole first season of Criminalia was about women poisoners. And I'm like, did nobody just slip these gals some arsenic? They could have gotten out of those marriages.
Well, maybe their sisters could have, because two of their sisters
were embroiled in poisoning accusations.
Yeah, were embroiled in it and got banished. Yeah.
Yeah. So I kept thinking about that throughout. I'm like, oh. I know who you could have contacted. Like, they're going to call me. Yeah. Give them the historical hookup.
It's another one of our very bad uses for time machines.
Right? I can tell you who can get you out of this marriage. That's terrible. Don't do that. Yeah, I love their story so much because it is so mind-blowing. The thing that always strikes me is, one, when you look at their story, how much... This dovetails on what you were saying about divorce not being an option, how much women were kind of viewed as an asset and not people, right? Even their uncle, who in many ways seemed to treat them very well, still was using them as tools of his own legacy and desires.
Right.
And, you know, they were a part of a financial transaction, which is just like, ugh. And then the other thing that I think about a lot, you know, Hortense being the younger of the two, you know, we talk about her having kids and leaving her kids and running around. And I guarantee to many people's ears, it's like, what kind of mother would do that? Dude, by the time they're late in the game, like 1671, when they are running away together, she was still only 25.
Yeah.
She was so young. And I know that, you know, maturity ages were slightly different then, but that's still very, very young to have lived the life she had to have never really had a life of their own and then be like, and you're responsible for... all of this. Oh, you're not a human, but you are absolutely responsible for other humans. It's just a lot. I can't help but have sympathy for them, even in their moments of their worst behavior.
Yeah. I don't think Hortense ever saw her children after leaving. I could be wrong. If she did, that's not one of the things that stuck in my brain while doing research. But it also does seem like when she left, she thought if she could find somebody who was sympathetic to her and could help her make a case that maybe she would be able to better advocate for them, like not in the house with her husband.
Yeah.
I can totally see, like, she's in this marriage with this person who just is terrifying to me and whose behavior is really erratic and controlling. I can totally see her being like, I cannot fix this here. I don't have the means to take them with me. So maybe if I go somewhere else, somebody can help me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can sort of see that thought process. But then, like, later, I'm a little fuzzier on, like...
Now I'm a party girl.
Now what happened?
Yeah.
But, you know, both of them, it was clear that they... felt like and were expected to have a male heir for their husband. And that Hortense, once she had a boy after having had daughters, was like, done, finished with this.
Yeah. I also, Armand, what a case of projection, right? You can't churn butter. People will think it's sexy. People will think it's sexy, or you think it's sexy.
Right.
Like, this is your issue. I'm trying to actually make food. Like, I don't. He had a lot of issues.
Yeah.
It's the most gentle way I can put it.
Yeah. It sort of makes you wonder about whether Cardinal Mazarin was that good of a judge of character.
Right. Well, and it also becomes that question that, you know, they all layer like an onion of, like, maybe he was absolutely wonderful and seemed completely together around men, but around women he became a complete nutbag,
right?
Just like obsessive and bizarre and fixated on their every move being somehow gonna lure men to dangerous thoughts. Oof.
Yeah.
Armand, I wish there were therapists in 17th century France for you. I know that's not the cure for everything, but holy Moses. Fix yourself.
He clearly had problems. So yeah, I find all of their stories really fascinating, and trying to write about all seven of those nieces would have been way too many to have done any of them justice. But I think Marie and Hortense together.
Yes.
Hopefully worked out.
I will forever think about nuns in a convent dipping their fingers in holy water before the sign of the cross and getting ink all over their habit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna think about that all the time because I think that's fun. I know it's sacrilegious. I just think it's funny.
Yeah. That really seemed almost like, I don't know, the accounts of Hortense and Marie Sidonie, like, it reminds me not even of my brother's summer camp experiences in the Boy Scouts, but like a comedy, a fictional comedy of like boys and Boy Scouts
doing pranks
on people. Like, it just I know there's a gendered element to all of that, but like, that's what it kind of reminded me of when all the various types of pranks that they did on the nuns.
See, what it reminded me of is, I think a lot of people have those one or two friends where you're just like, there is a chemical reaction that happens when the two of you are together and you just behave badly. I have a handful of them. It's like, I have friends when Brian and I are like traveling and meeting people in other meeting up with our friends in other cities or whatever. I'm like, if so-and-so is coming to dinner, and Brian just gets that look like, well,
oh no,
I'm not going to drink so that I can keep on top of everything. And also, like, this could go off the rails at any moment.
Yeah.
There are a few of those in my life.
Yeah.
We have great fun together.
Yeah.
No jail time so far.
So, yeah. Their whole story is a whole wild ride.
Yes.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business, and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
This week we talked about the Coconut Grove fire. And I thought I would elaborate on why I find the fire so difficult, because I know that is a thing that I have said on the show before. I know there are whole podcasts whose whole thing is disasters, and people who listen to disaster podcasts, and like they just, that's a thing they're personally interested in. They like it, love it. I find a lot of the disasters difficult. I find the fires specifically difficult because so often, we are talking about people who were just trying to go to work or go to a play or have dinner or whatever. And the person who was in charge of this business and had a responsibility for the safety of their patrons instead decided that they wanted to make some extra money, or that they wanted to cut corners and have a cheaper building process for their building or whatever. And didn't take the necessary steps to make the building safe and maybe even locked the doors. Or, you know, when we're talking about things like the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory, people who were just trying to go to work and had the doors locked behind them so they couldn't get out. There's just over and over and over and over some either greedy or incompetent or maybe both person making decisions that made a building they were responsible for unsafe. And then a whole lot of people who were just trying to go about their lives dying because of it.
Yeah.
Over and over. We've talked about so many fires that have so many common elements with them. Plus, they're just so deadly and so terrifying. They happen so quickly.
Yeah.
I don't want to throw any venues under the bus. But prior to the pandemic, I had season tickets to a particular series of performances at a particular venue. And our tickets were in the mezzanine. And every single time the show would be over and we would be joining this incredibly slow shuffle of people down the steps to the main floor and out this one exit, I would be like, are there other exits from this building?
Right.
Because what if there is a fire? Like, it is taking us so long just to get out of the building in an orderly way after the show is over. I cannot imagine if everyone were panicked in a fire situation.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think we've all been in places like that where you're like, this is a little scary. Do you know what I thought about a lot? not to laugh about it, but it was just it. It made me chuckle in that I was like, I just talked about this on a behind the scenes. Do you remember when we were talking about what a lazy science fair person I was and how I did, like my best one was on how different fabrics burn?
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot about what happens to satin when it burns.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to also be very clear in case anybody doesn't know, because to layman, and I'm not dogging anybody for not knowing this. If you're not a textiles person, you might not know. Satin and silk get used interchangeably. Those are not the same thing at all.
No, they're super not.
Silk refers to the fiber, which is a natural fiber made, of course, by silkworms. Satin is a weave that gives you that satiny smooth texture, but you can have a satin made out of all kinds of things. And it really jumped out at me when reading this, because I am a textile dork, that synthetic textiles started to be made in the 1930s and they burned very differently. And they burned very differently then. But like I think nylon was 1935. And then just early in the year before this, so 1941, DuPont had started making polyester and another company, I think. Satin from like the 40s, because I have played with fire on some of that, turns into lava.
Oh, wow, like, yeah.
So if it was on the ceiling and it was burning, in addition to it spreading in that little air pocket, mm-hmm. it would also have potentially been dropping onto people and things below and catching fire.
Yeah.
So that's what I was thinking of. It's like, oh my gosh, red hot fabric lava on everybody. Like there's, and it's sticky. So it's like when you, if you've ever made candy and you get it really, really hot and you know it's very dangerous at that point because you can burn really easily because it sticks to you and you can't just get it off. Mm-hmm. It's like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what makes that super terrifying.
Yeah. One of the things that's really contradictory, and there are several books about this fire, and they all sort of take a different, slightly different approach and focus to it. Like there's some contradictions in terms of what materials were used in the decor and how much Wolanski knew about what they were made of. Apparently when that fire inspector came and declared that the building was safe, one of the things that he had done was like held a match to a piece of like the papery artificial palm tree leaf, and it didn't burn, but in court a much bigger piece of it burned almost like flash paper. So there was a lot of stuff of like there were not as many standards about how do we test for whether something is fire resistant, because if you know, if somebody held a match up to a thing, it might be fine, but if you were in a space that was as hot as a room on fire, mm-hmm. it might suddenly become something that could flash up. And so a lot of those details I did not get into as deeply just because, like, there was so much that's still not known. I watched a lecture about this, that one of the points that they made was if this were a fire that happened today with today's technologies for, like, analyzing things that have been burned, it would probably be a lot clearer exactly how the fire started and exactly why it burned as fast as it did, with the caveat that there are for sure fire investigation techniques that have been used within the last few decades that, like, as people study them further, don't actually hold up as being a conclusive way to right. pinpoint the starting point of a fire and how it spread. But yeah, fires are terrifying. And just it makes me angry how often it's the same story of somebody
we got
didn't
lax,
want to pay
yeah.
for something, or they didn't want people to be able to leave without paying, or whatever.
Or just didn't yeah. prioritize safety, right? In some yeah, cases, they're yeah. not thinking even nefariously. They're just being sloppy and thoughtless, which is something you can't really afford to do when you are a space that is open to the public.
Yeah. I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business, and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
So, definitely did a lot to revolutionize burn care. And of course, burn care has been further revised since the 1940s. We were not saying that, like, they solved burn care. That's not the case, but they did make a lot of advancements through treating those people, which still, something like half the people that made it to the hospital still died very soon after. It was just getting to the hospital did not necessarily mean somebody was going to be able to survive. Yeah. So we are recording this more than a month before the actual anniversary. And so I am curious to see what kinds of memorials and things happen around Boston, because I know there were some for the 75th anniversary. I don't know as much from before that because I am a more recent transplant to the area.
Dare I open the Pandora's box as someone who lives in Boston of your thoughts on the condo memorial scandal?
Oh, well, so I only know about this scandal what I read about it. Because first, somehow I absolutely missed it 100% when it was happening. Mm-hmm. I did not see anything about it in the news at all as it happened in, I think that was 2016. I was not I have never lived in the city of Boston proper. I've always lived outside of it since moving up here. And so I didn't see any news coverage, any tweets about it, any whatever. But when I was researching the podcast, I was finding, video clips of the news report about the thing and newspaper articles about it. Not living in the neighborhood, it's tough to get a gauge on what people really thought about it. But this quote from the condo owners really comes across to me as thoughtless and inordinately privileged.
Oh, yeah. The one part where I'm like, okay, I get that, is we don't want looky-loos.
Yeah.
If they had offered an alternative, what if we designate this part of this property, and as long as people can keep, their wreath offerings or whatever in that space so that our kids aren't suddenly dealing with strangers they don't know and having that, confusion about who they trust and who they don't, I would feel a little less really, are you that thoughtless?
Yeah.
But they didn't offer anything like that other than not here.
Yeah. And it was sort of moved to a corner. It did not move far down the street. It moved to a corner that's kind of on the backside of the hotel that's there. And then there were people who were trying to kind of actually exactly where the revolving door really would have been. It became a whole thing.
Right.
Yeah. It's that quote that we read. I found.
That's a hard one to stomach. Yeah.
So again, happy Friday. Hope whatever's coming up on your weekend is restful and pleasant. We'll be back with a Saturday classic on Saturday. We'll be back Monday with a brand new episode. If you haven't, you can subscribe to our show on the iHeartRadio app or wherever else you like to get your podcasts. Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.